There's a couple of really big events happening this week. First is the release of a report by a commission pulled together by The Lancet, which is a British medical journal, that talks about the benefits to public health from addressing climate change. And then there's a bunch of coordinated summits happening around the country, one including Gina McCarthy, the director of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General. And then here in Denver, we're holding an event at DU with the regional administrator of the EPA and the Department of Health and Human Services and local leaders to have a roundtable discussion about climate change and public health and the solutions that we have at our fingertips to solve the problem.
I know that you do have some public health administrators taking part, as well as some nurses and various different people involved in this, state legislators and folks like yourself from Environment Colorado. What are some of the main health concerns that are being addressed or being identified by public health officials that can be directly linked to climate change?
The most obvious one is just stress from excessive heat. The best example of that recently is a heat wave that happened in India that killed, you know, more than 1,000 people. And if we address climate change, we can prevent deaths like that from happening in the future, both in the United States and abroad. And then there's lots of other ways that warming climates are dangerous for public health, including stressing our food supply or worsening air pollution. So by deploying clean energy and reducing the amount of pollution in the air, we can reduce those threats and protect public health.
What about air quality? Because Colorado, and particularly the Front Range, has been notorious, unfortunately, for degrading air quality. Is that something that's also being linked to climate change?
Absolutely. Especially when you're talking about smog. The warmer the air is, the higher the smog levels tend to be. A lot of the causes of climate change, so burning coal, for example, also creates other types of pollution like soot and smog that worsen public health, cause cancer, cancer and asthma. And by reducing our use of coal and other types of fossil fuels, we can also cut down on those kinds of health-threatening air pollution. So really, switching to clean energy is kind of like it's a win-win. It'll protect our health from climate change, and it'll reduce these health-threatening air pollutants.
You do have some state legislators who will be participating today, State Senator Matt Jones, State Representative Max Tyler, and Colorado State House Speaker Dickie Lee Hollinghorst from here in Boulder. We haven't seen a whole lot of action when it comes to state legislation around these issues. There's a lot of inaction, on the other hand, around regulating oil and gas in a way that local communities who are concerned about not just climate change, but, you know, very direct impacts on their community. I mean, what do state legislators need to do to push this, given that we have seen such a lack of action?
Well, the first opportunity that I see is so the president's climate action plan, which he announced 2 years ago this week, includes a program called the Clean Power Plan, which requires states across the country to clean up their power plants, which is the biggest source of global warming pollution here in Colorado. So Colorado's going to be tasked with coming up with a plan here in the next year or two to figure out what's the best approach to reduce emissions from our power plants. And I think Colorado has a bunch of tools at its fingertips. We've come a long way with wind energy, and we're making progress on solar. And energy efficiency is also a cheap, affordable tool to reduce the pollution that's coming from power plants. And I think we need to double down on those solutions, and the state legislature can play a big role in making that happen.
And it's all happening this morning, starting at 11 at the Betcher Auditorium, room 103, which is on East Islip Avenue in Denver. And we have information at our website. Travis Madsen with Environment Colorado, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.